Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the March 2023 Q4 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the queue, you may enter star and 2. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then 0 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Narvekar, Vice President, Corporate Relations. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Panama Petrochem Limited earnings conference call for Q4, year ended March 2023. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you by taking your time to join us on this call. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainty that are difficult to predict. I would like to introduce Mr. Hussain Rayani, Joint Managing Director of Panama Petrochem Limited, and I request Mr. Hussain Rayani to share the Q4 performance overview of our company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mahesh. A very good morning, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the quarter ending March 2023 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. Results for March quarter has been more or less on expected lines. On revenue front, there was a good demand in domestic market with healthy realizations. In spite of the prevailing geopolitical challenges, logistical issues, and the crude price uncertainty, the company reported stable earnings for the quarter ended 31st March 2023. There has been good offtake of value-added products like the textile oils, white oils, and other industrial goods, which enabled us to maintain EBITDA margins around 14%. The forex market has been very volatile during the entire year, due to which there has been significant increase in the cost of finance due to the dramatic increase in the rate of interest on global front. And even though with the notional loss on exchange fluctuations, we were able to maintain the margin at around 14%. Further, the company has repaid all the short-term debt and has become a debt-free company in true sense. The company has announced a final dividend of Rs. 5 in addition to the interim dividend of Rs. 3 per share, totaling to Rs. 8 per share equal to 400%, thus adhering to the dividend payout policy of the company. The ongoing capacity expansion is in due course, and we will see additional capacity of 30,000 tons going on stream in batches in this year. Now I request Mr. Mahesh Navrekar to give the financial highlights. Over to you, Mahesh.
Thank you, Hussain, sir. On a consolidated basis, in Q4 FY23, the operating income for the quarter was Rs. 513.24 crores and operating EBITDA was Rs. 69 crores. Operating EBITDA margin stood at 13.4%. Net profit after tax reported was Rs. 50.81 crores for quarter ended 31st March 2023. PAT margin reported was at 9.9%. For the annual consolidated basis, the operating income was Rs. 2,255.3 crores, which was an increase of approximately 6% on year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA reported was Rs. 315.6 crores, which saw an increase of around 4.3% on year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA margin stood at 13.99, that is almost 14%, and net profit after tax reported was Rs. 232.97 crores. With this, thank you. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 at this time. First question is from the line of Sujit Chaudhary as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I am Mr. Sujit Chaudhary. Sir, one question is, are there any challenges in raw material oil procurement?
Thank you for your question. There has been supply chain concerns in the markets. Few of our refinery suppliers have been on maintenance turnaround in the last few months. However, the company has firm long-term contracts, supply contracts, which ensure smooth procurement. Also, these firm contracts enable the company to maintain optimum inventory levels, which helps to mitigate and absorb any fluctuations in the oil prices.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta as an industrial investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Very good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, sir, I would like to know the contribution of value-added products in this quarter, and has the margin in this segment impacted?
Thank you, Akash, for your question. The company intentionally added value-added products over conventional products in the product mix. The product mix has improved in favor of value-added products to the tune of 68%, thereby enabling the company to report healthy EBITDA margins of 13.4% in this quarter vis-a-vis 12.04% in the preceding quarter. So we have been successfully implementing our strategy to improve the product mix in favor of value adds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naresh Jain as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My question is, could you please guidance on revenues and operating margins in coming quarter? And how do you see year forward from here? And we will be able to sustain the margins going forward?
Thank you, Naresh, for your question. We anticipate more stability and normalcy in the year coming ahead in the business environment, thereby giving more visibility on the business front. We expect the Indian markets to outperform in comparison to the global markets, and we expect robust demand for our products. We anticipate a good demand in our products, especially for our textile oils, white oils, and other industrial lubricants. Due to these favorable factors, we expect to sustain the margins, and we are hopeful for a 15% growth in the operating in the revenues and sustainable margins. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudhir Pheda from Right Time Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The result is very disappointed from the shareholder point of view. As we believe that whatever reason you mentioned, geopolitical reason, well, in the December quarter was much visible, but in the March quarter there was quite a stability in the trend. So even we are not able to hold on to the per kg or per ton margin, and we are even degrew our revenue from 572 crore in December to 510 crore. Of course, the oil prices have come down, but then we are not able to maintain the per ton margin in the March quarter compared to December quarter. And year to year, Y on Y, the performance is even worse, as PBT has declined from 68 crore to 62 crore. So how do we see the year forward? Are we now getting into the revenue growth in the coming year and able to hold on to our margin of say 14%? So how the scenario looks like in the years ahead? Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for your question, Mr. Sudhir. First of all, I would like to inform you that the company, the focus of the company is to is more on the value-added products. As I also mentioned in one of the previous answers I just gave, that we have intentionally concising our exposure to the conventional grades and replacing it with more value-added products which give healthy realizations and better margins. If you will see in the quarter four, March 23, the EBITDA margins have increased to 13.4% compared to 12.04% in the preceding quarter. The volumes in this quarter were maintained. The revenues were down, as you rightly said, the oil prices have been downwards, thereby there has been a decrease in the price, but the margins are sustained in this quarter. If you see on a whole yearly basis for the year ended March 22-23, the company has done total on a consolidated basis, a total of PAT of 233 crores, which is higher than the last year, and the total revenues of the company for the year ended at 2,255 crores compared to 2,138 crores in the preceding year. So overall, as I said, the management is more focused to on the margins to be sustained, and that is achieved with the introduction of more product mix in favor of the value-added products.
So how do you see, because now oil prices are more or less stable between $70 and $80, and now, as you say, there is no volume growth compared to the December quarter. So how do we see the volume growing in the current fiscal FY24? And whether, see, I'm talking about the per ton margin. So whether we are able to hold on to per ton margin.
We have been given a guidance on the EBITDA margins, and we are sustaining those EBITDA margins. We are hopeful that in the coming year, we will be able to increase our revenues by 15% further. And all our expansion plans are as per the plan and in going ahead as per the plan.
Thank you, Mr. Beda. Request you to join the queue for any follow-up. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manpreet Singh as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Riani.
Good morning.
Mr. Riani, my question is that, as in the previous question, you were just asked that how the quarter-on-quarter revenue degrew, and you mentioned that because the focus was more on a specialty product. So, okay. Now, on an overall basis, if you look at financial year, definitely you were able to grow your consolidated revenues by, let's say, 5% and kept your earnings per share stable. But what I'm seeing is that this actually happened in the first half. So your first half of FY23 was much better than your second half of FY23. Whereas in first half FY23, I feel the global economic scenario was more difficult because the war had just started. The commodity prices were shooting all over the place. The supply chain concerns, there was some problem in Egypt also, and then Suez Canal, that ship had got stuck. So I think second half, actually, things got smoothened out and got better, but still your revenues were lower in your second half versus first half. So what are your thoughts around it? And second part of the question is that, is it because it's coming from a particular sector that you serve? Because I do understand your revenue mix. You've got pharma, you're serving around 20-25%. Then you've got other sectors. So has it been that any particular sector has been weak in the second half, which resulted in all this?
Yeah, thank you for your question, Manpreet. There has been a volatile situation throughout the year we have experienced. As you see, the oil prices has been quite volatile all through the year. Also, there were harsh increases in the global interest rates, which resulted in high cost of finance. Just to give you a comparison, this year we had a finance cost of about 10 crores compared to 4 crores in the last year. So there has been a lot of volatile conditions. The currency was fluctuating. This year we had, for this year 22-23, we had a notional exchange loss of around 12 crores. Despite these conditions, we have maintained EBITDA margins for the whole year about 14% compared to the last year on similar levels. So as I said, the focus, we have seen the volatility still persist throughout the year. But as I have mentioned earlier, the focus of the management is to focus on more value-added products which are bearing better margins. So that would be the way forward going ahead.
I understand. And I hope that you're able to sort of come out of this. So really wish you the best of luck for it.
Thank you so much, Mantri, for your wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta as an industrial investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you so much.
Sir, a small clarification is required on the finance cost. When it is compared with the same quarter last year, it has increased by around 1 CR. So are we having any expansion plans or why it is increased basically?
The finance cost increase is due to the increase in the interest rates on the global front.
Okay, sir. Okay, so these are the floating loans basically, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from Mulesh Savla from Shah and Savla LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for taking my question. Mr. Hussain, can you please share volume data for Q3 and Q4?
Yeah, so on the consolidated basis, the Q3 volume was about 59,000 tons.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Q4, it was about 57,000 tons.
In fact, we were thinking of increasing volume by about 15% rather than we have degrown our volume.
As I said, we are intentionally concising our exposure on the conventional grade of oils.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if it is being replaced by more value-added products, so the volume is not visibly same, but overall, it has a good impact on the EBITDA margin, which is shown in this quarter.
So, per ton margin, can you please share with us? What is our per ton margin for both these quarters?
Per ton margin. Per ton margin. Yeah, so on EBITDA percentage, it is about 13.44% in this quarter compared to 12% in the last quarter.
Generally, I think we have always talked about margin on ton basis rather than EBITDA because you say the volume, the rate may, oil price may come down or go up, but generally you work on the basis of margin per ton and your EBITDA margin varies depending upon the oil price going up and going down. So I think the real judgment can be arrived from knowing the per ton margin.
Normally, we have about 80 various grades of products.
Mm-hmm.
We generalize it as on the specialty grades and the conventional grades.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the conventional, we work on the EBITDA percentage. Normally, the conventional grades has about 8 to 10% of EBITDA margins.
Okay.
Which is 14 to 16% on the specialty. So
okay.
We have given the guidance on the EBITDA margins between 12 and 14%, and
right.
This quarter we had about 13.44% as the EBITDA margin.
Okay. And in fact, in the current quarter, there has been exchange gain rather than loss. So looking at that gain also. Our result seems, disappointed. We are frankly disappointed with the current quarter's performance. Maybe on annualized basis, as another participant rightly said that H1 was better in spite of so many headwinds. And in fact, we were expecting that the current quarter you could have done a little better. And their volume also, as you guided in the last con call, that there is good demand and selling high value product is not a problem, especially in the domestic market. You did sounded some concern in the export market, but you said that local market is doing well and we should be able to grow by 15% in terms of volume. So any thought on that and how do you see Q1 and Q2 of the current financial year?
No, we have actually seen the volatility being there throughout the whole of the year. If you see on the yearly basis, there was an exchange loss of about 12 crore for the year. However, as I said, that we are mitigating most of these risks by adjusting our inventory. On the export front, of course, there are concerns, more challenges because a lot of the countries are experiencing tremendous shortage of currency. There are inflationary and recessionary concerns and challenges. We are mitigating those risks by increasing our presence in more global markets. The exports have, in fact, in this quarter increased to 44%. Overall, we see that it was a very volatile year in terms of the currency, in terms of the crude oil price. Going forward, we are hopeful that there will be more stability and normalcy and more visibility on the business, and we are hoping for the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utsav Anand. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
I'd just like to ask regarding the first one, regarding the expansion that we're doing. Has that been done?
Can you repeat your question?
Regarding the expansion that we were doing for increasing our capacity, that was supposed to be done by Q4 of the last quarter. Has that been completed, sir?
I still didn't get your question, actually. Can you please repeat?
Yes, sir. I was asking regarding the capacity enhancement that we were doing to increase our capacity.
Yes. So we have added 30,000 tons in this year, and as per the plan, more than 50% of that capacity expansion has been commercialized in the Q4 of this quarter ending March 2023. Next year, we have another expansion plans of 30,000 tons, which is also on due course, and it is as per the plan.
So 30,000 tons has been added to the production line, right? If you're trying to get that.
Yes. 30,000 will be added. Now, more than 50% has been commercialized, and the rest will be commercialized in coming months.
By when will it be commercialized? By which quarter one?
No, quarter four for this year.
Next 15,000.
Utsav, please use the handset. You're not very clear.
The entire 30,000 has been commercialized, right? That is supposed to be done with last year?
Yeah. About 50% has been commercialized in this quarter, and the balance will be in the Q1 of this year.
Thank you. Mr. Anand, request you to join the queue for any follow-ups. The next question is from the line of Javed Merchant. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So my question is, how are the export markets faring, and what are your assessments going forward?
Yeah. As I already answered the previous question, we have seen some challenges on the export markets due to the geopolitical issues, and a few of the countries where we are supplying our products are facing tremendous currency shortages. Further, the recessionary and inflationary concerns are imposing greater challenges. However, the company is able to mitigate these concerns by expanding its reach to newer markets. For this quarter, the exports have increased to 44% of the total revenue.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manpreet Singh. As an individual investor, please go ahead. Manpreet, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with the question.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had muted myself.
Sure.
Sorry. Thanks. Mr. Riani, I wanted clarification on two fronts. One is regarding this expansion of 30,000, which happened in Q4 of FY23. And as you mentioned, that 50% has already been commercialized and remaining 50% is left. So just wanted to understand, I think in one of the earlier calls you'd mentioned that some testing has to be done before commercialization happens. So what is the reason this remaining 50% hasn't been commercialized yet? Is there some testing going on or what is it?
No, this is actually, we normally commercialize in batches. So about 50% means the testings were all done. Already we have started commercialization of this new capacity. And in the batch-wise, so Q4, we've commercialized about 50% of this new capacity and another 50% will be in this quarter. It's in the batch-wise process.
Okay. And I think then by end of this financial year, FY24, you have another, let's say, 30,000 tons coming up online, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Now, my second part of the question is around the industries that you serve. So pharma was particularly weak for different chemical companies that were serving pharma sector. So last couple of quarters were weak for them. So are you seeing that thing improving for yourself for pharma sectors and even the other sectors you serve? Are you seeing weaknesses or strengthening in those other sectors as well, apart from pharma?
I think the major segments where we saw good growth was for in the textile segment. For our textile oils, we manufacture anti-static coning oil and circular knitting oils, which goes in the texturizing units. So we saw good demand in that segment. Further, we saw some good demand in the white oils, which goes in most of the cosmetics industries, and also in the industrial lubricants. So these segments, we saw some better performance and growth.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this time constraint, that would be our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Hussain Riani for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to thank everyone who has participated in this call. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relation team and we will be very happy to answer them. Thank you very, very much once again.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Panama Petrochem Limited, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.